How's your COVID-19 desperation doing? You can't wait to hear about phase one. And will you loosen up some things for the long weekend? Will you get to the cottage? A million questions, right? You'd be happy to just go alone, I bet, right? Just you and your immediate family. Just a change of scenery. I get it. I understand. Maybe in the next few weeks, they'll allow you to have gatherings of up to 10 people. Wouldn't that be something? I don't know if I know 10 people. Sylvie knows 10 people. I don't know if if it were left up to me, I could have a dinner party with maybe one.
Party for one?
Maybe two, because they might bring someone. But okay, because are you like me? I am so tired of watching TV. I'm not going to kid you. Still watching some TV. But those first couple of weeks even, I just spent all day. If I wasn't on the radio, all day long, just binge watch. Eat, binge watch. Go for a walk, thinking that would offset all the binge watching and eating. Then I think I've seen everything on Netflix. Everything that's not dubbed, I've already seen. Although, found a show I'm watching right now that I kind of like. Not going to tell you till, what is it, Mondays
Monday.
We do that?
Yeah, no. Okay.
Otherwise, I'll have nothing to talk about on Monday because I won't be watching much else. I'm not rushing through them now. Binge watching to me now is an episode a day. The occasional movie, been watching at home too. The kids made us watch Valley Girl, the remake last night. It's preposterously bad.
I was going to ask, is that as terrible as it sounds?
But the music was fun. It was fun to watch with the kids. Just a distraction. You know, back in those days, people went out on beaches and stuff together. Yeah, they high-fived total strangers, hugged each other upon meeting. It's incredible. Those were the days. Okay, here's how desperate it is. You know that book I was going to take with me to read on my March break?
Yeah.
Then I worked instead, like all of you. I'm thinking about reading it. The only time I read for pleasure is when I'm on vacation. Because we read websites, newspapers, right? For a living, just read. When I'm done work, which is, I know it doesn't sound like we prepare because the show's crappy, but honestly, to prepare for a four-hour radio show takes at least 4 hours of reading a day on top of what you do, at least. So there's 8 hours of mental activity. I don't want to read. But I'm thinking of taking it up, and a lot of people are reading. So here's what we thought we'd do. Aaron Woodward is from, is this your idea, Matt?
It was, I believe, your wife's idea.
Oh, because I thought you'd join the girly book club.
I'll join the girly book club.
No, Sylvie sent this along. Book recommendations for COVID-19 lockdown with Aaron Woodward of the girly book club. How you doing, Aaron?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Is this a real book club or is it like my wife when she'd get together just to drink wine once a week?
Oh, we do drink a lot of wine, I won't lie. But it is indeed a real book club that meets in person.
So would you say, given it's called the Girly Book Club, that you lean towards more books that are more, I don't know, more gentle? Like, when was the last time you read a good Tom Clancy novel?
No, we have not read any Tom Clancy, I will admit. But we have read some science fiction, and we change the genre every month. So it's certainly not just chick lit.
Okay. So what has been your most popular COVID-19 read?
For me, it was A Great Alone by Kristen Hanna, which is historical fiction. And you might say, well, it's not particularly gentle, actually.
Well, what period in history does it feature?
It's in the 70s in Alaska, and it's filled with domestic abuse, unfortunately. But the isolation of Alaska is very you can draw a lot of parallels to what's going on today. So I found that was a very... very good book to choose during COVID.
First of all, one clarification. 70s is not history, okay? Not that. Not a period
apologies. I was not alive.
In fact, I actually have now the same hair that I had in the 70s. It's pretty much identical. But that does sound a little depressing.
Oh, it was a little bit depressing, but obviously, I mean, it's a great big book, so there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
I see on my wife's bedside table, From the Ashes. Have you read that one?
Oh, it's on my list. It's Jesse Thissel. He's a memoirist. He's a Canadian author. That is a brilliant book as well. And I recommend everybody pick that up. It's part of Canada Reads, actually.
What's that one about?
It's about a, he's Métis and Cree, Métis Cree, and he starts out with a history of addiction, and he doesn't have the greatest upbringing, but today he is a professor. So it's certainly, it's not particularly happy at the beginning either. So, but it's certainly a story, an intense story of addiction and triumph.
Man, you've been finding books to match our mood, haven't you?
I know, right.
You haven't really been lightening it up. Do you have one that would lighten things up a little bit?
Oh, geez. This Tender Land by William Kent Kruger. He's just a beautiful writer. He wrote a book called Ordinary Grace in 2013, and this is his newest book. He's an American author, and just a beautiful story.
About?
Well, now that I say that, I'm going to get into the specifics, and you're going to tell me it's not very happy. But it's about Ordinary Grace is a little bit more cheerful, but this Tender Land is a coming of age story about some children that have to escape abuse at a school. So it's not particularly cheerful in the beginning. So,
my God, Erin, have you seen someone? Have you? Maybe you need to. Could I call you afterwards? We'll just chat.
I feel like you need like a big, deep, meaty story, and unfortunately, there's a lot of depression and sadness in some of these.
Okay. Off the top of your head, can you think of something a little more uplifting?
Well, I mean, you can always go to some like Emily Griffin. That, I mean, I'm not sure that I would appeal to you, but she's definitely a little bit more hopeful. Or what else? I'm looking at my bookshelf now.
What is your girly book club book of the month?
Well, that's not that depressing. It's called Circe, and it's by Madeline Miller. And
okay, this already sounds more promising. It's not that depressing.
It's Greek mythology, so some interesting secondary characters like Helios and Icarus. So you learn all about kind of the people that popped into your life during your public school and high school days. So that's very, I mean, it's not filled with death and gore. So,
yeah. Can you think of any that couples might want to read, not together, but at the same time? Because it's fun to have someone to talk to about a book. And so when my wife gets really excited, I'm under order. You have to read this so we can talk about it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Then I delay and wait for the movie, but that doesn't always work. But can you think of any good couples books?
Well, there's a very controversial book out right now called American Dirt. I think that I was trying to get my husband to read it myself because I would love to, as you say, debate it afterwards. But it's received a lot of controversy in the news. So, but it's a fascinating book. I recommend highly.
Can you give us a clue what's going on in that book?
Yeah.
I'm almost afraid to ask now, Erin.
It's not happy. I'm not going to lie. It's based in Mexico and the drug cartel and a woman and her son escaping Mexico. So,
ooh, it sounds like there could be some action, though.
Well, it's not based on the true story, but the way that they're escaping Mexico is on a train that is a real train that people actually immigrants use and refugees to get out of the country. So it's by Janine Cummings. So I recommend that book as well.
Well, just so I can end without teasing you, I've actually talked to a lot of people who say that some of the books they've been reading are, like you said, there's a lot of depth to them and they can be difficult to read at sometimes, but they, you know, there's a lot of life lessons in them. In fact, what I'm hearing a lot is I'm reading this book that made me realize things are not as bad as I thought they were.
Right.
Things are, people have it harder than we do right now. So, and I think that there could be real value in that, right? Going to a deeper place.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting lost in the story is also helpful.
My wife just texted me that she's reading American Dirt, and I didn't
know. Oh, well, I'd love to hear what she thinks.
That would explain her mood. Thank you, Erin. Maybe we can do this again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Aaron Woodward from the Girly Book Club. Maybe we can find like a guy-y book club too, Matt. Could work on that.
Guy-y book club?
Like I like my
sports memoir.
I like my action, my war read. I think it could be depressing too. But, you know, if it's in the Tom Clancy area, that's what I like to read.
I think she sold me on American Dirt, though.
Yeah, baby. I'm pretty curious.
I wrote it down. It's right here.
I know where I can get a cheap copy on my wife's night table stand.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd borrow it, but I'd have to like sanitize it first.
Did Maurice read The Nightingale? I know that that was being passed around a lot. My wife has been trying to convince me to read that.
I don't know if she did. We have Kindles, right? So I don't see the covers. It's one thing. Then I'm bad with titles.
Yeah, maybe if I had a Kindle, I would read more for pleasure. Because I mean, you could read on your iPad, but then I get a notification. There's an email.
Oh, it's distracting, right?
Yeah,
oh, it's terrible.
Very distracting.
The Kindle doesn't have any alerts. I can just sit there in my quiet. It's fantastic.
That's still a thing, huh? People, you can still buy a Kindle.
That's why I bought it, for the exact reason you just mentioned. Because if I read on a tablet, I'm getting alerts, and it's not good.
No one was buying books. Then they were buying books again.
Right.
Now, because they don't want to go out to a bookstore, they're using their Kindle.
Right, I love
buying
books.
We've gone back around. We've done a whole loop.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Well, because you can just buy it right. It goes online and buys, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then you're just carrying it around. You don't have to wait for shipping, or you can't go to a bookstore right now.
What does it cost to buy a Kindle these days?
I want to say $70.
You could order it, have it delivered.
Exactly. I'm checking
the $9.17.
Right,
you're checking it out? Checking out the price? You're doing a little price shopping for me?
I will.
As long as it's not coming from China. Not ordering anything from China these days.
Oh, that I can't guarantee, but it says $89.99. I'm sure I got mine on sale. I don't think
you
I
always
paid
do.
That much.
You're very cheap that way. Okay, coming up next, COVID-19 Heroes with Gene Vilaitis. I'm Bill Carroll. It's The Morning Rush. Good morning. You're listening.